Kingdom Exhortations, October 2024. Read by Stephen Keysweater.
Good morning. Last month, we discussed the topic of suffering. This month, we will look to gain a deeper understanding of authentic peace and joy while touching on the role suffering plays in this process. Quote, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Psalm 16, verse 11. All of us desire to have a life of sustained and growing peace and joy. Regrettably, these blessings often seem to be absent from our day-to-day lives. We would all do well to humble ourselves and sincerely pray, asking Jesus to help us, using the words King David did. Quote, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." Psalms 51, verses 10 through 12. Quote, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. First and indeed foremost, it is essential that we understand that we can have absolutely no genuinely eternal and lasting peace and joy without Jesus Christ. This, by necessity, must begin with our salvation and being reconciled to God in and through Jesus. Quote, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God." Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. Are you certain that you have been reconciled to God by receiving and trusting Jesus alone for the forgiveness of your sins and the salvation of your soul? Remember, without Jesus, only an eternity in hell awaits. Quote, "Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14, verse 6. More often than not, Christians think that life in Christ is about hanging out, having fun, and enjoying good food and drink. Although these are certainly wonderful blessings given to us by our Heavenly Father, they should not be the primary purpose of our existence, nor will they give us any lasting joy and peace. Quote, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." Romans 14, verse 17. Genuine and enduring peace and joy will be ours inasmuch as we pursue Jesus and determine to increasingly trust Him by living for Him. The first and primary way we do this is by putting our mind and thoughts on Jesus more and more each day. Quote, "You keep Him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because He trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock." Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. In order for us to think about Jesus more, and subsequently have more joy and peace, we will absolutely need to spend more time in the Scriptures, the Word of God. Only by spending time in our Bible, and thereby putting God's Word in us, will we grow to know, serve, and obey and love Jesus and others in the manner He commands and indeed demands of us. Quote, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." John 15, verses 7 through 11. Having joy and peace when our circumstances are good and pleasant is generally quite easy. Maintaining that joy and peace in the face of hardship, suffering, and uncertainty is extremely difficult. The Apostle Paul is perhaps our best example of having joy in the face of uncertainty and hardship. Quote, "I have spoken to you with great frankness. I take great pride in you. I am greatly encouraged. In all our troubles, my joy knows no bounds." 2 Corinthians 7, verse 4. It would help us immensely if we could truly understand, as Paul did, that our Heavenly Father is using the suffering and pain in our lives to help us grow into truly mature disciples of Jesus. Quote, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." James 1, verses 2 through 4. Finally, if you're a genuine Christian, you need to consistently remind yourself that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, actually lives inside of you and is one with you in spirit. He is your guide, your counselor, and your comforter, and he will lead you into greater truth and with it greater joy and peace as you cooperate with him. Quote, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14, verses 26 and 27. Moreover, it is the Holy Spirit who is actually enabling you to produce the wonderful fruit of joy and peace. Quote, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. Let us go now and earnestly pray, asking the Holy Spirit to lead us and help us in the genuine pursuit of the peace and joy that can be ours only in growing relationship and obedience to Jesus Christ our Lord. Quote, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4, verse 7. If you are not certain that you are truly trusting in Jesus alone for your eternal salvation and deliverance from hell, then genuinely humble yourself before him now and receive him, calling out to him in prayer, sincerely asking him to save you from your sins, deliver you from eternal damnation, and to receive you into heaven when you die. Quote, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." John 1, verse 12. Upon becoming a genuine Christian, the door will be open for peace and joy unspeakable. Quote, "You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." Isaiah 55, verse 12. Keep in mind that the pain and suffering in your life is being used by your Heavenly Father for your ultimate good, and begin today to spend more time reading your Bible. Read the scriptures with an open and teachable heart, accepting what you read as absolute truth. Quote, "Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar." Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6. Make a sincere effort to apply what you learn and begin to help and encourage others to do the same. Quote, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." Colossians 3, verses 15 and 16. As you increasingly do these things, you will begin to have more and more genuine joy and peace in every aspect of your life. Quote, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15, verse 13. May God bless you all.
Kingdom exhortations are written by John Morton, Dave Anderson, and Tom Anderson. For more information about our ministry, please visit www.kingdomd.org. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from past sins. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9.